is International Midwives Day, a day to celebrate all that midwives do for women, their babies and families. We spoke with two Queensland Health midwives who, while separated by distance, share the same passion for their profession. At Logan Beaudesert Health Service, Amanda Ostrensky is the Midwifery and Nursing Director for the Women's and Children's Division. Amanda, welcome and happy International Midwives Day.
Thank you very much.
Amanda, you started your career as a nurse and soon after you went into midwifery. What led you to change into midwifery?
So most of my nursing career, I actually wanted to do paediatric nursing, not midwifery at all. And I had plans to go to Western Australia to do that course. But I moved to Townsville and at the time was looking for employment. And a position was available as a midwifery student, so I applied and have not done anything but midwifery and women's health since.
And you haven't looked back?
No, not at all.
And what is it that you enjoy about midwifery?
I enjoy working with women. Before being in my current role, actually working hands-on with women and assisting them with their choices and assisting with the creation of a new family or continuing or growing of a family was very valuable and important work. Since I've moved higher in the levels or, you know, moved up into the current position that I'm in, when I stepped from being a clinical midwife into being midwifery unit manager, I felt that my skills would be better served actually ensuring that the staff that we had available and the resources that we had available were able to provide high-level service. So each time I've stepped to a higher level, it's because I felt that my skills would be better used to improve the care that we actually provide.
And Amanda, looking back over your clinical years, do you have any idea how many births you might have been involved in?
Oh, no, I couldn't. I couldn't actually give you any great number.
But a lot, I imagine.
Even as the NUM or in my role as the project officer for a birth centre, I associate all the work I do to be associated with the births that happen.
Amanda, you've been in midwifery now for around 38 years. Is there something that stands out as a highlight from almost four decades in the profession?
The highlight for me would be when Queensland Health and organisations moved to recognising continuity of carer and midwifery group practices and birth centre care. So I was a project officer in Townsville for the design and build of a birth centre, which I worked with the consumers in Townsville on the design and then organised and built. So I worked in that for 18 months to 2 years, and that was probably the highlight and stands out as probably having the most influence on my professional career.
Amanda, throughout that 38 years you've been in Townsville, apart from 3 years in the Darling Downs, in June last year, 2020, you moved to southeast Queensland to take up your current role, which you started in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes.
It must have been interesting for you. How did you manage navigating the pandemic and a brand new job?
Interestingly, when I got here to Logan, Logan had a really good pandemic plan in place and they'd been into shutdown more than once, whereas in Townsville we had never been in shutdown. So they were pretty organised when I got here. So that probably wasn't a big influencer of when I got here. They'd already been shut down. They had plans in place. They were organised. They were all involved. And each time we've had to shut down since then, it's been very smooth and staff have adapted and the consumers have adapted and moved through, you know, going from face-to-face to online and all that sort of stuff for clinic appointments. It's all been very smooth. So that actually wasn't an issue.
So we're talking to you for International Midwives Day. What does the day mean to you?
Locally and personally, a day where we can recognise individuals who provide exemplary midwifery care and service for women in the community that I work in. I think it's really important to recognise and reward people from the most noticed person to the singular midwife that comes to work every day and provides exceptional care for women. I think they need to be recognised as much as the big stars in midwifery, if you want to call them that. So Midwives Day allows that to happen at a local level. And then there's the broader level. The other thing that I think that's really important about Midwives Day is that it recognises that midwifery is a separate profession to nursing, that we have a different register in APRA, and that our roles are very different. And it's about educating the consumers and educating the general public and educating and providing information for our nursing colleagues so that they too can recognise that we're a very different profession.
And finally, Amanda, do you have a message for your midwifery colleagues and future midwives on this International Midwives Day?
Probably my message is that the evidence is very clear that continuity of midwifery care is gold standard and that we all need to work towards the provision of that model of care for women, but that it's really important that women have access and informed choice as to which model of care they wish to work within. There are some women that need high-risk medical care, and there's some women that can choose a lower-risk midwifery group practice. So it's actually all about choice and access, and as long as midwives recognise that women actually need to be involved and manage their own pregnancy and their own healthcare, and we're just there to provide some professional support and some information and education, but that it's actually all about the woman, not actually about the midwife.
I'd now like to take you about 500 kilometres inland from Logan Hospital to meet Carolyn. Carolyn is a registered midwife at Roma Hospital working within a midwifery group practice. Carolyn, you haven't always been a registered midwife. What did you do before midwifery?
I started my nursing career as an enrolled nurse. I've always had a passion to be a midwife. I have worked at the Royal Women's many, many years ago as an enrolled nurse. Didn't have the opportunity until very late in life to go to university and actually do my midwifery prac in my hometown at Roma Hospital. And that has been an amazing experience for me.
And what was it that actually drew you to midwifery?
I had three wonderful births myself, and particularly for rural and remote women, I think they deserve quality care the same as the women in the city. So I'm a passionate rural midwife.
Carolyn, you mentioned that you studied later in life and you went to Griffith University to study a Bachelor of Midwifery. It came about with the support of the hospital and through their strategy to grow their own workforce. Can you tell us a little about that?
My hospital, the nurse unit manager, Anne Busfield, with the support of the Roma Hospital, helped initiate the bachelor program, because in prior it had always been an RN-RM, so the bachelor was a new concept. And it was one way to get midwives rural. And so when it was suggested to me, I jumped upon the idea. So without the support of the hospital and Anne, I possibly would not have achieved and be where I am today.
And you did all your prac at Roma Hospital?
Yes, I did. And I was often concerned that I probably wasn't meeting my requirements. But when I went back to the university with my friends and intensive, I was more than meeting all of the criteria and did a huge number of births and continuity and complex experiences. So, yeah, I achieved very well.
What was the transition like for you from an enrolled nurse to a registered midwife?
Quite daunting, because in midwifery group practice, and particularly rural, you do all of care from booking in birth, postnatal care. You make a lot of decisions. You work very closely with your team and the doctors. You don't have backup of, as I suppose you would in a big hospital. You can't step back and let someone else, if there's a complexity, take that role. You have to be responsible.
And Carolyn, on graduation, you became the first midwife who is not a registered nurse to complete an undergraduate Bachelor of Midwifery degree within a rural Queensland hospital. No doubt that's inspired others to follow their passion.
I hope so. It's wonderful. It is.
So what's a typical day look like for you, Carolyn?
A typical day is never the same. We, because we're working in a group practice, we manage our own hours. We book women. We follow them through their journey. We do their birth. We follow up to 6 weeks postnatally. We go to outreach centres within an hour of Roma. You could be birthing booking a woman, doing antenatal or postnatal appointments. So it's very varied and always specific.
Finally, Carolyn, do you have a message for future nurses or midwives and also to your colleagues?
As I was an older student, age is not limiting. Please follow your passion and don't give up.
Carolyn, it's been wonderful talking with you. Thank you for the fantastic job you do, and happy International Midwives Day.